Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. We got the Star Wars update today, and I think it is a great update. One of the great things about this update is the item shop alone, with Yoda being in there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we already went over the details of what's in the update in the previous episode. So let's just get straight into the rest of what we normally go through, like what people are playing. Whoop, what happened here? Oh, I got a message from Spiridon60 that says, I love your pod. You are sending this message as I record it. So instead of responding to you in the little message tab here, that must be new because messages never used to pop up like this before. But instead of it responding to you live or, you know, right away, right now, you'll hear this on the podcast. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, that must be a new way they are doing the messaging system. So that actually kind of works out because I didn't know that. It kind of came up as like a text chat box on my screen. It's never done that before. Anyways, where was I? Okay, yes. Getting to what people are playing. Battle Royale has 281,000. Lego has 116,000. Ranked has 84,000, Team Rumble 3,000, Zero Build 359,000, Rocket Racing 8,000, Festival 26,000, and you could see right away with LEGO Fortnite, obviously it worked for them to put the Chewbacca outfit in that battle pass because it has people playing, because you don't even have to play to get Chewbacca, right? You just have to purchase the battle pass for LEGO Fortnite, and Chewbacca is the instant unlock. But that was their way of getting people to go, okay, well, I guess since I'm buying this battle pass for LEGO just because I want Chewbacca, I might as well check out the LEGO version while I have the battle pass. So obviously a smart move by them, because, you know, we never see, I mean, especially at the time I record, we never see that many people on LEGO Fortnite. So, good move for them, you know, for however long it lasts. You know, but I'm sure there'll be, you know, however many people, you know, a good handful of people that decide, hey, this is actually really fun, and continue to play. Let's see here, but with that being said, Lumberjack Heroes has 2,000, Mall Tycoon has 211, Murder Mystery has 5,900, Ultimate Mega Ramp has 240, Tilted Zone Wars has 10,000, Above the Sky has 148, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Requests. We have a whole list of Star Wars quests now. You need to eliminate Stormtrooper and collect their 11 blasters once. You need to travel distance away from where you start the match, 1,300 meters in total. Place in the top 10 players remaining in different matches. You got to do that 3 times. You need to hit players from 50 meters or more. You got to do that 20 times. Deal damage to opponents who are wielding an Imperial weapon, 327. You need to eliminate opponents with the bowcaster or a melee weapon 12 times. You need to blast players with charged attacks from the bowcaster 4 times. You need to survive taking damage from opponents in a single match. You need to survive 300 damage in a single match. Okay, and that's all part one. There will be, coming in 3 days, there'll be a part two to these Star Wars quests. And then if you want to do more Star Wars quests, there's some in Rocket Racing, and there's some in the Jam Stage, there's stuff in the Festival Main Stage, and of course in LEGO Fortnite. So lots of quests to do to earn you bonus levels, more experience points, and bonus items. So check them all out. Okay, and then of course there's still the Korra match quest, Perseus story, and our weeklies, which are gain shields 300, travel distance while sprinting 1700, jam at restored real stage and slumber yards dance floor twice, headshot enemy players 20 times, collect weapons at the summit temple, you got to collect 12, and damage players with a fully modded weapon, 800 damage in total. All right, so there's your list of quests. Lots to do right now, but remember, the day I'm recording this, there's only 20 days left for this season, so get on it. I got an extra day off this weekend, so I'm going to be trying to grind as much as I can and as fast as I can over this weekend to get as close to 100 as I can over the weekend, so I have the last couple of weeks to hopefully, you know, take a breath and finish it off without trying to do it last minute, very last minute. This is kind of, you know, the last 20 days is already kind of last minute, I guess. But let's head over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, let's see. They got the LEGO Pass. Again, that's 1,400 V-Bucks. You will get Chewbacca with that. We've talked about that in the previous episode. There's all the jam tracks. There's the gear for festival. There's Billie Eilish's stuff. There's the cars. There's the level up packs. There's a new outfit today, the Honey Dancer outfit. Details for this one, a summer fairy of the fragrant fields. She's similar to, I can't think what the character, there's another character that has like the same hair that is also a fairy, and it has like a similar back bling, because the Honey Dancer outfit comes with the Floral Flutters back bling. There's another one that's similar, I can't think of the name of it, also wearing the same type of like dress that this one is, but this one is black and yellow because it's a honey dancer, you know, going for the honeybee. 1,200 V-Bucks for that. Okay, I want to get to the new stuff. Okay, where's all the good stuff? Ah, here we go. Oh, so much Star Wars LEGO stuff. Star Wars, the, whatchamacallit, instruments. Oops. What the? Here we go. So like the Mad About Me bundle, it's 1,200, which is 1,100 off the total. It's got the Andorian drum kit, the Nalargan guitar, and the Cantina Band jam track. The Imperial Stormtrooper is here for 1,500. Boba Fett is here. That's 1,500. Boba Fett's starship is 1,200. The Gaffy Stick pickaxe is 800. The Boba Fett bundle itself, let's see here. It is...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
2,300, which is 1,200 off the total. Han Solo and Leia Organa bundle is back. Han Solo is 1,500. Leia Organa is 1,500. Electro Staff Pickaxe is 500. Vibro Staff Pickaxe is 500. You get all of this stuff in there in the bundle for 2,500, which is 1,500 off the total. Okay, we got the Darth Maul wheel. That is 700. So for the cars, you can get like a Darth Maul themed looking wheel for 700 V-Bucks. You get the red lightsaber bundle for the, what do you call these things again? The boost that comes out of the back of the, out of the back of the car. It's 400 V-Bucks. It looks like a, you know, like the red lightsaber. We got the Beskar, vehicle car. Okay, so it's, you know, whatchamacallit, Mandalorian themed, and you can get different styles for it. There's a Boba Fett, a Bo-Katan, the Armorer, and a Sabine. And then same thing for the wheels, a style for each of those. Pretty looking car, actually. If you play Rocket Racing, that's a pretty cool one to have, I think. The little AT-AT emote is here for 500 V-Bucks. The Lando Calrissian bundle, that's got Lando Calrissian outfit, which is 1,500. The Vibro Axe pickaxe, which is 800. There's the Lando Calrissian bundle, which is 1,800, which is 500 off the total. And then, oh, okay, here we go. We got the Dagobah Luke bundle. That's got the Dagobah Luke outfit, which is 1,200. You get the Yoda gear pack, which has got the Yoda back bling with the Yoda's cane pickaxe for 1,000 V-Bucks. And this one is just absolutely awesome. It's Yoda. He's in a backpack on your back, just like when Luke is on Dagobah. And he's just riding on your back, hanging out, laughing to himself, having a good time, laughing at you probably whenever you're taking fall damage or you're not paying attention and get sniped, you know, watching you make your mistakes so he can point them out and teach you a lesson like Yoda does. Again, that's 1,000. Or if you get the Dagobah Luke bundle, you get all of that for 1,800, which is 400 off the total. We have a disassembled C-3PO back bling. So this is, again, you know, C-3PO, but when he's all broken apart and Chewbacca is carrying him on his back. So this is the back bling version of C-3PO. There is the AWR Trooper outfit for 1,500. And that looks like everything today. Well, I skipped a lot of stuff because there's so much Star Wars stuff, and I wanted to go over that. I skipped over like the normal daily stuff because there was, you know, with everything in here, it's a huge item shop, and I don't want to just be reading off prices of items for 20 minutes. So we skipped over part of it, but that's, you know, that's the item shop today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. If you're just listening to this and you haven't actually logged in yet, I would highly suggest that you go to the item shop and check out the other section that's here. You know, I did mention the new Honey Dancer outfit because it's new, but a lot of the other stuff that's in the item shop is good as well. Now, for what is the actual item of the day today, it has to be, absolutely has to be, can't be anything else but the Dagobah Luke bundle. Because, again, the fact that it comes with the Yoda back bling, come on. You can't pass it up. It's, you get a cool version of Luke Skywalker while also getting you get Yoda on your back. I mean, that is just too cool to pass up. You know, and if you don't have the V-Bucks, if you happen to be a crew member this month, like I said, I didn't like the crew pack the crew outfit itself, but just the benefits of it this month are worth it, because this month there will be a new season and a new battle pass. So for the crew pack members, you will automatically get that for being subscribed to the crew pack. And then you also get your 1,000 V-Bucks on your billing date, or if you're joining whatever day you join, that's when you're going to get your 1,000 V-Bucks. And if you get 1,000 V-Bucks and you really just are like, I just really want Yoda, but I don't have any V-Bucks, well, when you join and you get that 1,000 V-Bucks, the Yoda gear pack is 1,000 V-Bucks. So it's worth it just to get that 1,000 V-Bucks to get that, you know, with everything, with all the benefits that you get this month for being a crew member, you know, getting the new battle pass included, getting the crew items itself, and then, you know, getting 1,000 V-Bucks to get whatever you want. For me, if I had 1,000 V-Bucks and that was all I had to spend right now, I would definitely use my 1,000 V-Bucks on the Yoda gear bundle. But that's just me, that's your item of the day, okay? And that is going to be the episode for today. Let me know what you're thinking of this new update. This will be the last update before the season is over. Again, we are just 20 days away from the end of the season, so this is the last update. I do really love the fact that they got rid of the Airbender items and they brought back the Greek mythology items back. I think the game is a lot more fun like that than it is with the Airbender items. I prefer the Greek mythology items myself. Let me know what you prefer. Did you really enjoy the Airbender items and you like those better than the Greek mythology? I don't hear that that take very often, but maybe there's some of you out there who actually liked the Airbender stuff better than the Greek mythology stuff. Let me know, all right? But that is going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.